Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Water, but God gave the increase. Now, the planting water is important, but nothing will happen until Christ or God does the work. The Bible says, "He that keepeth the city waketh in vain if he doesn't do it in the Lord." The Lord must keep that city. God must do the work. The person that planted, say, "Hey, I did my part. That was needed." The one that watered, that was needed. But nothing's going to happen until God says it increased. The Bible says that he added, here we go, I'll just read it. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. It says, "Praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Amen. He adds to the church. I want to encourage you today, when you are standing on the post for Christ and you don't see the increase, know that He's working it out in His favor. And He's doing it to honor His word. If you believe that you are preaching, you are teaching God's word, the unadulterated word of God, He will bless it. He said that it will not come back void. You know, one thing that I love that He put this in the scripture, He said, "Where there's two or three gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." You can go to Calvary. You can go to hear Joel Osteen on Friday night. They were packed out solid. But if Christ is not in the house, He's not there. He's not there. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name." I can guarantee you that when they went down there Friday night, they went to see Osteen. They didn't went to see Christ. I can guarantee it. You know, one thing I seen in an interview with Osteen, not to get off the subject here, Lord, I don't know why you got me going this way. They were asking him, was there only one way to heaven, Jesus Christ? He said, "I can't say that. I cut him off. You can't say it. I don't want to hear you." I'm telling you, the Bible said there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. So people, see, this is what the Bible tells us. When you look at those large crowds, He doesn't like God. He wants His house full. Don't get me wrong. But when you're looking at these crowds to compare success, you're setting yourself up for failure. Matter of fact, in the Bible, many times when they had a big number, He shed it down. Because when you have the big numbers, you take the credit. When you take the credit. But when you have those small numbers and you're teaching, and you're doing the ministry, you're bringing people in, and you're compelling them to come. Sometimes I can tell you, be out there with the soul winning team, all of them. Brother Fred Ray, we're pleading for these people to see where they're going. They're like on a train and it's about to fall off the track, and we're trying to tell them. Or they're in a house and it's burning. We say, "Get out, get out." We're sounding an alarm. Now I'm going to give you one more verse, and then I'm going to get out of the way here. I'm going to turn to it. And I want you to turn to it. It's Ezekiel chapter 3, and it's verse 18 and 19. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. I'm almost done. This is short here. It says, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou giveth him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at thine hand." Why? Because you had the truth and you did not tell it. You were not a witness. He told you to go out into the highways and hedges.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.